Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Casey Lewis, and I have been part of the Bridgeway community for 5.5 years. Today is Saturday, December 6th, and on Saturdays during Advent, we will reflect on scripture passages about Jesus' second coming. Today, we will meditate on Jesus' word from John 14, where he promises his disciples that he will return for them. Let's listen to John 14, verses 1 through 4. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Let's pray. We thank you, Jesus, for your promised return. We thank you that a day is coming when the cares of this world will vanish, and we will be with you forever. Thank you that you have gone to prepare a place for us. We pray today that this future hope would lead us to live this day with present hope. May the joy of your coming return not lead to passivity, but rather may it lead us to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you today. We confess that our hearts are often troubled. We see injustice and oppression around us. We are impacted by the effects of sin every day. And there are times when it feels that you are absent. We pray that today you would give us tangible reminders of your presence and your powers. Give us a glimpse of all the ways that you are present and at work. Help us to take solace in your promised return. We thank you that you are preparing a place for us. We remember the words of the psalmist who said, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them?" We consider the wonder that not only are you mindful of us, but that you are making a place for us to be with you for eternity. Thank you that we are precious in your sight, and that we can delight in the assurance of your love. Thank you that you have shown us the way you are going, and you have shown us how to be saved. We thank you that, as you say later in the book of John, you are the way, the truth, and the life. We don't have to doubt your love for us or doubt our salvation because you have proven your love for us on the cross and promised that salvation is a gift we receive by grace through faith. We are hopeful today because of the sure promise of salvation you have given us. Jesus, we look forward to eternity with you. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. In this Advent season, we anticipate the glorious rest we will have when we are with you forever. We believe in you, and we trust you. We pray that you would allow the hope of heaven to empower us to follow you and serve you with joy today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.